Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
It's glowing.
It is glowing red.
Red, like the anger in my heart.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You are glowing.
Yes.
Anger.
Grr, grr, grr.
What anger lies in the hearts of Tim?
Oh, wow. Is your first movie The Shadow?
The Shadow knows.
Oh, man.
1994's The Shadow. Watch this on December 8th, 2023. It's 1 hour and 48 minutes long. It's an action-adventure film, they say. Directed by Russell McCauley or Mulcahy? I don't know. Sorry,
Russell. Mulcahy.
Mulcahy. Sorry.
Hey, Mulcahy.
Starring the Alec Baldwin.
Yep.
John Lone. And Penelope Ann Miller.
Okay.
Your summary for this one. In 1930s New York City, the Shadow battles his nemesis, Shuan Khan, who is building an atomic bomb.
As you do.
Yeah. That's it. Simple as that. Not like Blade. There's not a lot of time for exposition. It has got a bomb.
Got a bomb.
That's it.
What you gonna do?
This movie is one that was a big favorite of mine as a kid. Uh-huh. I had the action figures. I remember watching the movie a few times. Not like compulsory. It wasn't like Batman, like the Tim Burton Batman movie.
Right.
Rewatch. But it was like a rewatch every now and occasionally. And I love the old radio plays. I listened to a lot of those.
Yeah.
Love the old comics.
Comics were very good.
The old pulp stuff that came out. It was just like, it was such a cool character from that age. Kind of like a good example, kind of like the Phantom, of like a pulp hero. Like not quite a superhero,
right,
but slightly more than the average person. So it wasn't just a noir kind of thing. It was just, it wasn't a detective story. It was kind of like a pulp, truly a pulp hero story. Doc Savage and like in this ilk, yep, as well. So I was excited to check this one out. And it's not good.
Oh no.
Is the thing.
Oh.
I'm not sure of a lot of the choices that are made in this movie. Like, it just really over-the-top, nonsensical BS. Like, they tried to ground certain things, but made other things really strange. And for some reason, even though The Shadow is a character that was born of written word and radio, they decided to put this crazy long nose that he's often adorned with in, right, this. So whenever Alec Baldwin is The Shadow, he has this horrendous facial prosthetic on.
I remember.
It is so pointless. Who cares? Like, I don't understand why this is happening.
It's got to look like the old shit.
Oh my God, I hate it. Well, and
the nose had to clip the action figure to turn his head. So
I loved that. That toy where you pushed his head down and turned it to the side so you could clip on to the shoulders with the shadow hat and cape and everything. Oh, brilliant. Man, if this movie was even close to as good as that action figure.
It's not.
It's not even close. It really feels like all the actors are just kind of sleepwalking through this movie. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody stopped to be like, is this a good idea? What motivation should I be doing? Like, it just feels lazy. Feels like nobody really wants to do this. Like, you can tell, like, the antagonist in this is just kind of bogged down. A lot of times he's wearing this armor and stuff. He's like, ugh. Like, he doesn't even look like he doesn't look, like, particularly perturbed. He just looks like he's, like, bothered. Like, he's just having a rough day.
Can you even walk in all that?
It's just like, this sucks. Why am I doing this?
I remember it being armor and like, they weren't ghosts like him. Like, they couldn't do the shadowy,
right,
power, but they were, I was like, why is he fighting like, I don't know, bad armored ninja characters?
It's really like, not good.
Yeah.
This is what we had to deal with. So you're all welcome for the good superhero movies now. This is the crap we had to suffer through.
That's true. Did they add weird racism into this?
Always. Okay. Always a sketchy time because his history is deep from within the Orient.
Yeah.
And right there is a problem.
Yeah, that's not great.
Yeah, no, it's not good. It's not super sensitive at all.
It's not super great?
No. Mm. No, it's a long, pointy, crappy, obviously fake nose of a film. Yeah.
Is it bigger than Freddy's in the second Nightmare on Elm Street?
Oh, the witch nose?
The witch nose.
I love the witch nose. I'm a big witch nose Freddy supporter.
That's
the best part of that movie. See, the best part of Nightmare on Elm Street 2 is his nose. The worst part of this movie is not the nose, but it's definitely a contender for the worst part.
It's up there.
Yeah, this movie sucks.
The nose.
IMDb gives it a 6.0 out of 10.
Okay.
Rotten Tomato critics, 51 critics go back and give it 35%.
I had a feeling.
25,000 audience over at Rotten Tomatoes give it 44%.
Ooh, that's not great.
And I'm coming in at a 4 out of 10.
That sounds
super forgettable. The actual art direction and set design and everything is cool looking because it's of that time.
Right.
I'm out of compliments.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, don't worry, buddy. I'll get you out of that movie. And into another one. You okay. ready?
Yes, please.
You know what? I said our oldest movie we've done on the podcast is from like 1929 or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it was the Aces and Eights Western I did.
Okay.
And I said, no, 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 that's not good enough. I can go back farther.
You can.
So, what a mistake. This is honestly one of the most difficult movies just because of its age.
Okay.
To watch. From 1914.
Ooh.
The Patchwork Girl of Oz.
Okay.
I watched this on the 29th of November, 2023. It's an hour 21, your genre, adventure family fantasy, directed by J. Farrell MacDonald, starring Violet McMillan, Frank Moore, and Raymond Russell.
Okay.
Your IMDb, movie summary, Ojo and Unk Nunky are out of food. So they decide to journey to the Emerald City, where they will never starve.
Oh, of course. I never starve in the Emerald City. I eat emeralds all the time.
All those tasty, delicious, delectable emeralds.
Yes.
They're good for your digestion. They pull all of the intestines out.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, it's
and then
really...
when I don't have intestines, I'm not hungry anymore.
No, you can't be.
No.
It makes perfect sense.
It does. This is scientifically sound stuff here.
That's right, but you know what makes no sense? This movie is so difficult to watch.
Okay.
It is a silent film. So this is, I guess with the exception of The Artist, which you did.
Yeah.
This is our first of its time silent film.
Yeah.
And weird. It's like shot, it's just so old. Like I was like, is that a dude? Is that a woman?
Right.
Is this character that? Like the characters had cool prosthetics for their time. Like, you know, the creepy inventor kind of character has the weird eyebrows that go out for like an eternity.
Yep.
Like the Monarch and the Venture Brothers.
Oh yeah.
It's got that kind of stuff going on for him. Very bizarre. There is no way half of these actors are not just circus performers doing weird stuff. There's a guy that's just, there's two guys that are just in a horse costume.
Yep.
Like, the guy, because the horse got to dance.
A horse has to dance.
Horse has to dance.
Why in the world would I put a horse on film if it weren't to have it dance?
I think to make it fall down.
Oh, yeah, that's very scary.
That's the two things horses do.
Yeah.
Or put peanut butter on its gums. Which they may have done to this actor, but it's silent, so I don't know.
You don't know.
I just don't know. This is a very bizarre movie. It is definitely more like the books, because of course it is.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It doesn't really make a lot of sense, and it's very slow. And I mean, it's a cool piece of history to see early cinema like this. Some of the things they tried, some of the effects. But overall, man, is it difficult.
Yep.
And I don't know. I want to find more old films and find the good one to recommend. Like, I think maybe Vampire might be
Vampire's great.
Vampire's super good. I forget what year that is. Maybe the 30s?
Either 20s or 30s.
20s or 30s. I think that's a very good example of effects and doing things at that time. But this one... it's
one
just
I can always
really
push
hard.
Is Battleship Potemkin.
Okay.
Which is like the movie that defined modern editing.
Ooh, okay.
So if you're interested in like an oldie that's pretty good, mm-hmm. that is a really like, it's an important one to watch. 1932 for Vampire, by the way.
32, okay. So yeah, my plan, my kind-hearted plan to get some old shit on here bit me in the ass, as you would expect it to.
Battleship Potemkin, 1925.
25, okay. So yeah, maybe we'll visit that, but this one, just hard. It's not bad. It's just literally hard to watch.
Right,
it's different. Physically hard to watch.
Right, it's not how we cinema anymore.
No. Yeah. But it's cool. It's kind of cool if you're in a film class. Check it out. Because
neat to see that like that early into the movies, like the art of cinema, they're like, this is what we want to commit to film.
Right.
This subject matter, the way we like you said, the prosthetics and the fake things are so important to that. Like the gimmicks and the visual tricks and things are what
there was a really
what it was about.
Yeah, there was a really good effect for its time in this one where they go through like a glass wall or something and they did an effect where it looks like they're going through it, but it's just a light effect because it's black and white and everything. But they sold it really good,
that's
you know,
awesome.
The actors. So
it's like Metropolis, like Nosferatu. Like these are visually movies that stay in our psyche because they're so stunning and they're so old.
Right, right. So let's see what everybody thinks about this. IMDb gave it a 5.5 out of 10. The critics, there's 4 in that all gave it high scores, but it does not have an official score.
Okay.
The audience, what do you think the audience would give this? It's 100 plus.
100 plus. I'll go with 76%.
33%.
Oh, wow.
I think a lot of people tried this and was like, what am I watching?
Sure.
I gave it a 6 out of 10. I think for its time, it does everything correct. It's just actually very hard to watch.
Makes sense.
Yeah. What you got?
I have a movie from 2023.
Hey, that's the last year we just got out of.
That's right.
Wow.
It is called Merry Little Batman.
What?
Yeah.
Some sort of Christmas Batman?
Christmas Batman.
Christmas Batman?
Watch this on December 9th, 2023. It is 1 hour and 36 minutes. It is an action comedy animated, directed by Mike Roth.
Okay.
Starring Luke Wilson, Giannis Khabib. Sorry, Giannis.
Hi, Giannis.
Therese McLaughlin. Your summary for this one. Damian Wayne is left home alone while his father, Batman, goes out to help the Justice League on Christmas Eve.
Oh, boy.
But ends up discovering a plot in Gotham to steal Christmas and takes the chance. Yeah, this is Damian. Ends up discovering there's a plot in Gotham to steal Christmas and takes the chance to become a superhero like his father, Batman. That is one long, continuous sentence that should not be.
Yeah, no, that's not great.
Put a period in there somewhere to clean that up a little bit and we're on to something, but...
It always amazes me because, you know, people can edit this. I wrote one for a movie that didn't have one, and it's like, man, this is DC. Like, DC, check into this shit.
Yeah, like, you don't need to make it one sentence. It can be two.
Batman does it more than
two. If I can help it, but two's good.
Two's fine if it's not one run-on sentence that went on for an hour. But
yeah, so it's Home Alone with Damian.
Oh, man.
And it's pretty funny. Like Alfred gets really upset because he doesn't have the perfect hot cocoa components to make his hot cocoa, which he's convinced will make Damian feel better, that Batman had to leave. But Batman has purged Gotham of all crime.
Ah.
So everything's fine and dandy, and he's, like, a good dad. It's a little weird of a take on Batman, but it's, like, pretty funny and cute and fits the Christmas theme. And then he goes away, and these two burglars break into Wayne Manor, and Damian has to, like, home alone them, and they find out that the thugs work for the Joker. And then he's back and he intends to steal Christmas. So he's like, well, I could play it safe and try to get a hold of my dad, or I can go save the day myself.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, it's really fun. Like, it's just like.
Is it Bob the Goon?
It's not Bob the Goon.
Okay, then he can fight him then.
Yeah, it's like the animation is wild looking.
Yeah.
It's really fun and bizarre. It's like Alfred has like this giant hunchback and his like head's like way down low. It's
that's cool.
It's bonkers. Like the whole thing is pretty wild. It's very fun. It definitely, if you're a Batman purist, I could see you having some umbrage with this film because like the way they portray Batman is way too wholesome.
Right.
But it is funny. He gets lured out into the middle of nowhere and his plane gets shot down and he's just like, ah, shit, I was trapped, wasn't I? Like this was intentional. So like it's like the animation style is wild. Yeah, it's very different and it's fun and it's not taking itself too seriously. So it was a good little watch. Like it could have been like a lot, we say this a lot, but it could have done with being a little bit shorter, even an hour and 36. It just kind of felt like there was a little bit of slog.
Sure.
That didn't quite, like, you didn't need to build up the character. This is a pretty cliche ground we're treading. And the fact that it's kind of like adding in themes about the holiday that this kind of these like Home Alone style films didn't have before is neat, but we didn't need to add too much there. Like, you don't need to retread this water so much.
Right.
So other than that, though, I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. The voice actors all hit the mark. The animation was a treat. It was a good time to watch. It was indeed a Merry Little Batman.
Aww.
IMDb gives it a 6.4 out of 10.
What?
Rotten Tomato critics, 27 critics, 96%.
Oh, hell yeah.
Audience, 100 plus 74%, which I think is the Batman factor in there.
Sure.
And I'm right above them at a 7.5 out of 10.
That's pretty awesome.
It is a little holiday treat.
Man, IMDb, why wasn't it a 6.7?
I don't know what they're doing over there.
They don't either.
No, there were too much eggnog for them.
So much. Too much partying at that party.
Yeah.
You know? Well, I got a movie.
Ooh.
It's a classic from the 80s.
A classic?
It's from the best year of the 80s, 1986.
Oh my goodness, I'm in.
Yeah. It's The Naked Gun.
Oh my.
From the files of Police Story.
Oh, this is
a Police Squad, I'm sorry.
Police Squad, yep.
Watched on the 2nd of December, 2023. It's an hour 25. Your genre, comedy crime. Slapstick, really.
Really?
Yeah. Directed by David Zucker. Starring Leslie Nielsen, Priscilla Presley, and O.J. Simpson.
Yep.
Your IMDb movie summary, incompetent police detective Frank Drebin must foil an attempt to assassinate Queen Elizabeth II.
Yep.
And this movie's great. This is how you do slapstick, and it has like, because I feel like everything that's come after this, it's like too much toilet humor.
Yeah.
And like this has toilet humor in it, but it also has really silly moments as well.
Mm-hmm.
The opening scene is O.J. Simpson's character, which, okay, we're going to talk about O.J. Simpson.
We are.
Which is
He's
fun.
In this film.
He's in it. His character gets shot a lot, an insane amount in the opening scene, and he ends up just fine in a hospital bed, which is amazing. And it's all about them trying to figure out who shot him, why they shot him, and how do we stop them. Your main villain is Ricardo Montalban.
Yes, he is.
Which is amazing. The character of Vincent Ludwig. So good. Ricardo Montalban is just like the perfect villain.
He chews scenery. Like, there are few who chew scenery better than he does. I mean, he's the inventor of Corinthian leather for God's sake.
He sure is. He sure is. And that chest hair, let's not forget.
Oh, yeah. Con. Second to none.
That's right. But him and Leslie Nielsen, there's scenes like Leslie Nielsen's like breaking his fish tank and things like that. And like the acting that Montalban does where he no-sells some stuff and then later is super upset. And it's just like, man, how do you hear all this nonsense going on as an actor and you just like no-sell it? You just don't pay attention to it. I would be cracking up every other second.
It's so good. And like Leslie Nielsen plays everything so straight.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't know how the crew behind them weren't in tears watching. I couldn't have. I'd have been removed from the set.
For sure. Yes. George Kennedy is also very good as the captain.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And there's cameos from Reggie Jackson and Weird Al Yankovic.
That's right.
The Weird Al cameo is pretty great, where he's getting off the plane and everybody's cheering and he's waving. He's like, yes, no problem, no problem. They're like, it's not for you. Weird Al's on the plane. And he gets out and just makes a bunch of weird noises and shit. Pretty fun.
It's good stuff.
It's a basic noir story hidden behind, you know, fart jokes and,
yeah, that's
and
not silliness.
Horror. Yeah. The story is very by the numbers.
Yep.
But I enjoyed it quite a bit. I hadn't gone back to this one in a while. There's two sequels. I remember the second one still being funny. I don't know about that third one. But maybe we'll get to that at some point.
The Zucker brothers have a pretty checkered history with sometimes they do really good, knock out of the park, Airplane.
Yes.
Yep. And then they kind of lose their touch somewhere along the way, you know, like not so great. But I'm a big supporter of one of their later films, Basketball.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, like I really enjoy Basketball. I'm definitely a basketball apologist.
No, it's a great movie. It's got some rough dialogue, but it's very good. But I think this is the slapstick movie, and if you've never seen it, you're doing yourself a disservice.
Yeah, I agree.
So, that being said, IMDb gave it a 7.6. The critics, what do you think the critics gave it?
I'll go with 81.
86%.
That's close.
Pretty high for this movie.
Yeah.
100,000 plus of the audience give it 84%.
Okay.
I fall right in line. 8 out of 10.
Yeah, solid movie.
Movie's good.
Yeah, very funny. Like, it's impressive how much it actually makes you laugh out loud.
A ton.
Yeah.
A ton.
I'm not one to laugh when I watch movies, especially if I'm watching movies by myself.
Right.
I will not laugh. Like,
right.
I will enjoy it and find it funny, but I'm not just going to sit like in a space by myself and go, but those kind of movies will make me have a larf.
I like to chuckle at the cat and kind of give it the elbows.
Okay.
Like, you see that?
Not by yourself. Nah. They got the cat, you know?
The cat is not paying attention. Cat is not having it. She looks up at me like, you son of a bitch. Elbows. Well, they're light elbows.
Not for a cat.
Oh, that's true. I hadn't considered that.
Sorry, kitty.